Well, it's my pleasure to welcome on Good Morning Angels this morning. Let's start with the person who wrote us the letter, the very, very first angel, Thiru Svetnam. Thiru, good morning. Welcome. You well?
Hi, Martin. Well, thanks.
Good. Firstly, thanks for listening to the station and starting your day with us. I do appreciate that a lot. And I appreciate you writing to Good Morning Angels. Now, the story that you wrote here, she said, "Dear Breakfast Team, you're the reason I could be in a good mood despite being held up in hospital and recovering from 4 operations this year. 4. Tell me quickly about those operations."
Well, I'm a paraplegic. I had a car accident in Namibia in December 2013.
Okay.
Since then, I'm disabled from my chest downwards. I've had about 11 operations so far, but fortunately, I have a good quality of life due to medical care. I have a good support system, and one of that support system is Pauline.
And that is
that is why I'm able to function and do what I want to do. And I'm still able to have a career, work full-time.
This is an exceptional story. I'm going to just stop you there right now. Diane, you would agree with me. This is exceptional because now, listening to this, reading this, this is not the person who we're going to help this morning. This is the person asking for us to help someone else.
Yes. As Thiru says, she's sorted. Her life is continuing. She's got a fabulous support structure. She's got a job. She's got medical aid. She's got so many things in life to be thankful for and to be able to live a proper life. And now she wants us to help others so that they can do that.
That is the spirit of Good Morning Angels. Mm. A lot of people have their challenges. Most people have their challenges. But there's always someone else that you can spot from where you're sitting. And that's really what it means to be compassionate. This person that you wrote to us about is Pauline, who's also in studio with us this morning. Morning, Pauline. Good to meet you.
Morning.
And welcome on the show. Mm-hmm. Thiru, why did you write to us about Pauline?
So, just to cut a long story short, 3 months of rehab after the accident, I broke my hand, I fractured my spine, I've got a spinal cord injury. So I actually cannot function without assistance. I have 3 assistants. And Pauline leaves her family every weekend, every Friday, to come and assist me and my family.
Okay.
In addition to that, she has a job as a caregiver with Lesedin Caregivers, where she works with Lizzie. And I admire Pauline. I admire Pauline for her selflessness. I admire Pauline for the fact that she sacrifices her family time over the weekend to come and help me. She's my everything in the weekend. She puts up with me and my moods. I can be very demanding and exacting. I like things a particular way. And I just wanted to say thank you to Pauline, because if Pauline's not there, our whole household goes to crumble.
It's important just to stand still on that point that you made now. This is on the weekend now, right?
Right, yes.
Now, Pauline, this is what you do on a weekend, but that doesn't mean you the rest of the week you have off to do what you like, does it? What do you do during the week? Tell us quickly.
During the week, Monday and Tuesday, I went to the center. Then Wednesday and Thursday, I do housework. Then Friday morning, I came to the work till Sunday.
Oh, does it sound to you like Pauline deserves a break? Man, she does. I mean, she not only takes care of Thiru, she takes care of her own family. She also helps out at Lesedin Caregivers. And just quickly asked Lizzie from Lesedin Caregivers to come in and just give us a lowdown of what that is about. Hi, Lizzie. Just tell us more quickly.
Lesedin Caregivers is a charity organization that was founded on the year 2000. Our core business is community healthcare services, whereby we train caregivers to go out to conduct the home visit to care for the sick people. Then we started the OVC program, 70 children with no cost. You know, I take food from my home so that I can be able to support the children, because most of the children, they were HIV positive, they were sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then so that we can assist them with school homeworks and then also to assess them health-wise. Pauline, she comes to the center. Sometimes she helps us in the kitchen with cooking. And also she goes out with the care workers to conduct the home visit, you know. So Pauline did so well with us. She supported us throughout during her spare time. So she's a very good lady.
Pauline, so I've been hearing a lot about other families, as Thiru said. You know, I've been hearing about other families, as Lizzie said, from the Lesedin Caregivers. Tell me about you. When you go home, who's there?
My husband is working. Mm-hmm. Then he doesn't come home every day. Sometimes he came month end, sometimes weekend. And at home is only my children. I've got 3 children.
So it's Thiru and her family, Lesedin, lots of families. than you and your family? Three kids, your husband's not always at home. Mm. Are there days where you are tired?
No, I can manage my days.
Sure. Where do you get the strength from?
They give me courage and then all.
Who gives you courage?
Zero. When I mean Zero, she said, Pauline, you must do this and this. She gives me courage.
She gives
my work.
That's very special.
Good Morning Angels is all about making a difference and just giving you a break. It gives you so much pleasure to welcome our partners this morning from Roman's Pizza, Bonnie Cooper. Bonnie?
Good morning to you, ladies. Pauline, I think you are a miracle worker.
Mm.
Three children. Mm. I've got two and they drive me mad.
Mm.
And it's hard work.
Mm.
So three children, plus Thiru and her family and the Lisa Deng Care Center. I think you need a round of applause and you need all our hats off.
Yeah.
You're amazing. So what we're looking at doing for you is giving you, Pauline, 20,000 rand so that you can have a very Merry Christmas and buy your kids Christmas gifts and school clothes for next year and to spoil yourself because I think you need to be spoiled. So 20,000 rand from Roman's Pizza for you, Pauline, and the 15,000 rand we will give to the Lesser Den Care Center with food parcels to help feed the 70 children that you guys care for.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus Christ. You know, he sees us every day. We serve the community. We suffer for them. We sacrifice for them. And then I would like to thank also, you know, the Paulina. Also, Thiru.
That's a pleasure.
Also, if it wasn't you, we would not be able to be here today. So we'd like to thank you so much.
I wish I could do more as a disabled person. The generosity is much appreciated for both parties.
Thank you are you all so very much. Welcome.
I was just the person who wrote the email. So.
Thiru, you have done a lot. You have gotten all these people into one room called a studio, and you made a difference in Pauline's life, and you made a difference in these kids' households and Lizzie and Lesser Den caregivers' lives. Don't sell yourself short. Thiru, keep going. Thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you, guys. Thank you. It's an incredible team. And I cannot tell you what a wonderful gift you have given this family. And from the bottom of my heart, I'm going to say thank you again.
Pauline, you've been quiet. 20,000, you heard, Bonnie. 20,000 for you and your family.
Thank you.
15,000. What do you have to say about that?
I'm quite very, very happy. I think, say thanks to Thiru for, if it was not Thiru, I would never get someone.
She's saying if it weren't for Pauline.
If it weren't for Pauline, I'd be in bed the whole weekend. So,
Pauline, tell me something quickly. Christmas is coming up.
Mm.
You've got 20,000. What are you going to get with that 20,000, right?
Oh, my son wants to go to college next year. He registered at Prestige College.
Mm. He's just finished matric.
Finished matric this year.
So you're going to pay that money towards college?
I want to pay. You must go to school then.
You can pay 19,000 towards college, but you must keep 1,000 and buy yourself something nice.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Roman's Pizza is the proud sponsor of Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels Festive Edition. Roman's Pizza. Best pizza, best value.